The Gap report looks at some of the trends of productivity, particularly in low-income countries. This slide that you see depicts how countries are trending each year since 1960s with respect to adopting more practices of efficiency. In this slide, low-income countries are increasing their agricultural output each decade. That's a good news story. You can see in the most recent decade, 2002 to 2011, we see a large amount of output growth. Encouragingly, TFP is the green bar on the chart, but in some ways you can also see a little bit of a bad news story in the sense that land expansion is increasing as well. Raising productivity further in low-income countries will require robust investments in agricultural research and development and extension and rural infrastructure to support small-scale producers as they seek to shift to more sustainable practices. What's happening in high-income countries? This chart shows that nearly all the source of growth in high-income countries for recent decades is due to total factor productivity. This is due to multiple decades of investing in public research and development and extension, which has provided the impetus for these results. In the coming years, we are going to need new innovations because you can see the rate gradually of TFP growth is beginning to decline. We will need new innovations in precision agriculture, disease and pest management, and more climate-resilient crops to help reverse this decline. The Gap report also looks forward. How will we feed the future? We use the Gap Index each year to track future production and productivity in comparison with estimated demand. Back in 2010, GHI calculated that global agricultural productivity, as measured by TFP, must grow by an average rate each year of 1.75% in order to double our agricultural output through productivity gains. While the output of food, feed, fiber, and fuel is most likely to increase in coming decades to keep up with demand, the central question remains, how will that productivity and how will that output occur? Will it be from more efficient uses of all factors of production with less impact on soil and water? Or will producers continue to rely on opening up fragile lands, use more water and other inputs, and fail to take advantage of proven strategies to produce more with less? TFP growth, according to our Gap report, is not accelerating fast enough to meet the expected output needs by 2050. Our most recent analysis using USDA's Economic Research Service data since 2002 indicates that TFP has only been rising by an average of 1.69%. While this may not seem like a major shortfall currently, when compounded over the next 40-some years, output will fall 6% short of a target for more sustainable production. We're really concerned, especially about the impact on low-income countries and food deficit countries, since they lack the income to produce and import sufficient food which will meet their demands, and prices will increase and hit their consumers the hardest. The impact will also be heavy on the environment as farmland will continue to expand to fragile forests in tropical zones and place greater stress on existing water.